Happy tax season, Life Tips Podcast listeners. Woo! We made it. It is tax season 2024. Finally. So, here's a big, key, major, huge, all the adjectives you want to use to describe it, life tip. Pay the government your taxes. I'm not kidding. Give the government the money that they are owed. That way, you can get the money that you want, aka thousands back. For some who have kids, you're getting a bunch of money back. For those like myself who are single, you're getting, wow, thousands back. Not like 10,000, 15,000, more like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 still. An extra $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 goes a long way towards a bunch of stuff. And that's not including state taxes. When you tax state taxes on top of that, good grief. So, essentially, as a single young person working a full-time job, regardless of how much money you make per year, in tax season alone, you're essentially getting every single year at least $2,000 extra plus $700 from state taxes. So essentially, if you get $2,000 one year, the next year you'll get another $2,000, et cetera, et cetera. It all depends on, you know, how much you bring in. Obviously, those numbers were fake, but what I'm essentially saying is, if you pay your taxes on time between now and April, you'll be good. Tax season goes from January to February to March to April. March was the old deadline, but thankfully they've extended you. There is now an April deadline. So instead of having 2 months to pay your taxes, you've got three. But I highly recommend that you pay your taxes immediately once the window opens up, which is today. Well, not today, but this week is when the federal government will accept tax returns for 2024. And then you can do your state taxes as well. So when am I doing mine? I'm not telling you. I'm doing mine just about immediately, as soon as I possibly can, once, of course, I'm at home from work and I'm not drained. But you get my point. I'm super excited to be here because I need this boost, and I'm sure you do too. So, happy tax filing day, week, season, et cetera, et cetera. Please get this done before April. Do not miss that deadline because you don't want the IRS coming after you. Season 17. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate, and you're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
No more, yeah. No more, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, for a long time. Because. Woo! We got mollywopped, dragged. Oh, man. We just got manhandled and blown up and dumped on, like all those inches and feet of snow that fell in Buffalo that covered up the whole stadium for 3 days. That's what happened to us. We got a mountain of snow and ice, theoretically, dumped on us in the playoffs. It was horrible. So, yeah, no more here we go for a while because everyone's getting fired. Everyone's getting fired. No one is safe. So, yeah, football's over. It's the off season. At this point, I don't really care about, you know, who else wins and goes to the Super Bowl. And if football's over, I'm a sick fan. I don't know if I can give any much more support to this team. For a while in public until we get our act together. I'll still wear, you know, the stuff because I got to wear clothes. We're 0-0, so it doesn't matter. But as far as diehard support goes, yeah, it's going to be a while. But enough of that movie. Let's move forward to movie number two, which is the second guest of the season. Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways, and I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. But do me a favor for those who are returning, you already know what to do. For already for those who are new, excuse me, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick, greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah, let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple Podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up. And let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode.
Whew! Ha ha! Last week was great, and here we are now with the next guest. Director Lee is a mom, businesswoman, entrepreneur, girlfriend, founder and CEO, director. She's the director of Rave Productions, LLC, and she's also an author. This is going to be really, really good. We're going to talk about life in the form of a movie. Get it? Because she's a director. Aha! So without further ado, let's invite Director Lee, a.k.a. Marlisha A. Applewhite, onto Life Tips Podcast for the first time ever. Actually worked. Woo! It worked. Yes. No, this podcast episode is not sponsored by 20th Century Fox. I wish. But we are sort of kind of in movie mode because our guest is Director Lee. Hey! What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So, as you all remember from listening into her recorded bio that I kindly did for her, Director Lee is a mother, entrepreneur, author, business owner, significant other, mom, the whole nine yards. She's everything. So, yeah. But we're mostly here to talk about her professional accomplishments. And I'm just so excited to get into this because, yeah. So, just hold on. You know, it's going to be an interesting ride as we start off 2024 here on the show. And, yeah. So, without further ado, I'm going to step back for a minute and let our guest tell y'all a little bit about herself.
So, hey, everybody. My name is Marlisha Applewhite. I'm from Tennessee. And see, I already have told you a lot of things in one. but I feel like my purpose right now in life is to circle my energy and time around mental health. And with mental health, I involve filming with it. Filming and writing. So with that, I just focus on the big parts and even the small parts of mental health. And I just put it into movies and books and whatever I see fit to highlight the importance of mental health. Because I have a story of how I overcame mental health myself. I mean, not mental health, but depression myself.
Wow. That's incredible. So, why not? What happened? How did you overcome your journey with depression? I'm pretty sure it leads into what you're doing now.
Correct. So, how I overcame dealing with depression and anxiety was, it took me a minute. It actually started, well, for me, it actually started probably when I was a teenager, but I came to face with it when I became an adult. I was dealing with a lot of child trauma, and teenage trauma, and adult trauma, to the point where I almost, like, took my life, and once I experienced that moment of actually wanting to commit suicide, I was evaluated. People were talking to me. I realized at that moment that it was time to get myself together, because not only was I'm here for a reason, but I had a daughter as well who needed me more than I needed myself, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Right.
So once I figured out that I had to do something to get out of that funk of not letting go of things that bothered me in my past and in my present moment at that time, I just had to, like, just let go of it.
Right.
I won't say let go of it to forget, but let go of it to make me a better person.
And so your journey, I guess, spilled over into the filmmaking and the production side of things?
Yes, sir. It's like I take my story and put it into filming is because people, like, they watch TV all the time. They watch the internet all the time. Mm-hmm. So why not continue to share my story in a way that I know will be relatable for people and easy to access? The internet is easy to access nowadays.
So right.
Instead right. of just writing, because most people don't like to read. So some people like to read and some people don't. So I put it in a way of either you can relate to me in writing or you can relate to me in film.
Oh,
either
wow.
way, you'll relate.
Ooh-wee. Okay. So we'll get back to that later, y'all, because I definitely want to dive into that a little more. The next thing that I'm sure everybody wants to know is, how did you actually become Director Lee?
I actually became Director Lee when I first did my first short film, which is called Cut Deep. it is out on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. And I became Director Lee once I seen how my purpose and passion was deep into sharing my story through film. And I was like, yeah, this is me. This is, you know, where outside of family and friends, this is where my happiness is at and how it's helping me overcome, because I'm being able to share my story through film with people that can relate and people that don't relate that still support. So that's when I became directly when I first put out my first short film.
Wow. That's incredible. So incredible. Hold on a second. So how many short films and productions have you put out at this point?
To be honest, I have one out, which is Cut Deep, but I have multiple on with me. Like, I have a lot written. I just have to work with people on I don't know how to put this, but as an upcoming director, you know, it takes a lot for people to actually want to dive into what you have going on. They try to wait till you blow up, but I appreciate everybody that have been participating and being a part of my productions, my projects, or whatever it is that I have going on. But I do have a series coming out, and I also have a new project coming out as well. So my series will be dropping maybe before 2024. Maybe I want to surprise everybody. But, I have a series coming out this year. And I also got a project that I want to release. But I probably just wait till 2024 to start the new year off with something new.
Is that the project that you posted about having a watch party for?
Yes. I'll be dropping that one this year.
Okay. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Sweet. So, as you can all see, which, by the way, the link is going in the show notes, she does have everything up there on her YouTube channel. So, when this is over, I want everybody to click the link in the show notes so that y'all can check out Director Lee's content and get hip. Because, oh my gosh, so before we even get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast episode, I've got one quick question about this upcoming project that's coming out very soon. Can you give us a little hint about what it's called? What the story is about? Like a teaser trailer.
To give y'all a sum up of it. It's just a series of, you know, public figures. Like, it's giving examples of how public figures are to the world, how people look at you as this certain person in the outside of the public, but how you still struggle and try to maintain yourself mentally and emotionally behind closed doors.
Mm. Wow.
Because we all are public figures to the world, but we still seem to struggle behind closed doors. But as a public figure to the eye, you try to maintain a certain image.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Right. I know all about that. Oh my Lord.
2022. I effectively have been a public figure for 7 years now.
Yes.
I can relate to Director Lee a lot. I started out writing. I had a blog 7 years ago, and what I did was I took scriptures from the book of Proverbs and just talked about, you know, how to be wise in different areas of your life. So my blog was called Wisdom in Writing, and that's kind of how I got my start. I would just post my blogs on social media, and then started going to open mics and speaking and turning my blogs into little mini messages. And then the podcast came out 2 years later in 2019. And here we are now, 30 plus speaking engagements later, including one in person at my home church. So I know all about being a public figure and having to put on a face, but then your life is a struggle behind closed doors. It's kind of ironic that we're talking about this now at the end of a year and then at the beginning of a new year. I've struggled just to like make a life for myself for the last 8 years. And it was a challenge going from failing college to the real world and just now getting to the point where almost at my 30s, I'm actually where I was always meant to be. So I really appreciate you for speaking to, you know, the public figure persona, because we think of actual public figures a lot, like everybody and their mamas that just got the green light to go back to work. Praise the Lord that the writer's strike and the actor's strike is over and we can get all the entertainment that we know and love back. But that's what we think of when it comes to public figures a lot. Just the people that are out there with verified social media accounts, millions of followers, and people who are doing it big, not realizing that in a sense, you are a public figure. Your platform might not just be, your platform just might not be as big as a Taylor Swift or an Ashanti, if that makes sense.
Correct.
So I definitely can relate to that. Speaking of, I want to get into this particular topic of discussion real quick. How do you feel about our culture's idolization of public figures? Because that's a big thing. That's a big thing that our society does. It's just like we prop people up as these superheroes, not realizing that they're human just like us. That's what I mean by idolization.
I give it a 50-50 only because some of the people that they put on the high pedestal shows the type of behavior and influence that doesn't I mean, that it's not needed right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the type of music that they're writing and just how they present themselves to the world in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got people like Taylor Swift that's not really, she's known for her music, but she's not known for her personality mm-hmm. outside of her music. Meaning,
mm-hmm.
if I feel like if she pushed her, I wouldn't say push her personality, but if the, I wouldn't say culture or the industry will push her music and how she is outside of music
mm-hmm.
to the world, it'll help more younger people that likes Taylor Swift music be a whole different, you know, look up to a different breeds of life.
Right. Right. I think that might end up being, that might be happening now, considering that she's dating one of the most popular NFL players in the world. So,
yeah.
That's definitely something that, that's definitely something that can help her in the long run. Cause what Director Lee is talking about, y'all, is your brand, your image, and I always talk about this because even though I don't idolize them, they're my favorite example of image and brand. And seeing as we talk about dating on the show a lot, I always bring this couple up when it comes to this particular topic because I love the way that their journey came together. Y'all already know where I'm going. Russell Wilson and Ciara. Y'all all know that Russell Wilson was a big-time NFL football player, still is, even though the Broncos are just now starting to go in the right direction. That's another story for another day. But he was a big, huge player for the Seahawks all those years ago. And Ciara was, she was a singer. She was an entertainer. And their brands were different, but they found a way to come together and forge a relationship, which birthed into a bigger brand collectively, which they can now pass on to their children. And obviously, everybody wants to talk about how Ciara, you know, upgraded and, you know, did better for herself by moving on to Russell Wilson from Future. But that's just one piece of the puzzle. The other piece is how she actually built a stronger brand with Russell that now is an empire where once they get old and retire, their kids can pick up where they left off. I don't think a lot of people talk about that. So I just wanted to point that out since we're still on the topic of, you know, discussing brands and everything.
Right. And that's what I mean by, like, Taylor Swift being an example.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that people can't do their career how they want to, but sometimes certain images have an influence on the mm-hmm. world, the society that we're in.
Right. Beyonce, well, Beyonce is probably the, well, I'm going to say this, but also, like, I'll never forget when Beyonce came to the East Coast. I was heading out. Where was I going? I was going to a business meeting or a social gathering, and the highway was just backed up. And it was because, you know, she came and did her concert, and everybody and their mamas was there paying up half a million dollars, actually hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, just to see Beyonce in concert. But I bring that up because Beyonce is just, well, the epitome of brand recognition. So, yeah, just
Shout out to Beyonce and brand recognition and Jay-Z and all them. Because, yeah. So, now we're going to go into a brief commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to get into some life tips things with Director Lee. And then we'll be on our way. Hey, Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Hey, y'all, real quick, I need your help. Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show.
family, it's your hostess with the mostest, T the GOAT. From over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brands successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, comma, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
Okay, so now that we are back from commercial break, I want to definitely get into some of the big, Thought I had closed it out by accident. I want to get into some of the big, important topics here. So, the first thing that I want to touch on is obviously mental health. And so, if there's anyone listening, who's struggling with their mental health, there is a suicide hotline that you can call. There are plenty of organizations and just entities that will come alongside you and help. There is therapy, and there is there's just many available options out there for you. It is not the end. You're not alone. So I just want to encourage you to keep going and, you know, stay in the fight. But what would you have to say, Director Leave, to for anyone who may be going through mental health struggles, depression, suicidal ideations, et cetera, et cetera?
First thing I would say is don't take a life. Secondly, I would say, feel free to write, go somewhere where you're at peace. You know, even though it's a lot going on in your head, you can go to the park, sit on a bench, and just let your mind be free. Start writing. And, with writing, you can either cut the paper up that you want to let go, burn it, do things to help you get better mentally and emotionally. Because if you're not, at your highest mentally and emotionally, it'll cause you to do physical things to yourself. And I would just say, describe to one of you that even if you're, at your very, very lowest of wanting to give up right now, Just think about it. And when I say think about it, think about ways that you can be a better you. What is inspiring to you that you can now use your story to inspire someone else? Even if you don't put your face on it, you can share your story in a way that nobody has to know that you went through it, but you'll know that you went through it to help inspire someone else. So I would say write, draw, do things to escape your thoughts.
Wow, that's powerful. So speaking of writing and filmmaking, there's probably someone listening that, you know, maybe wants to get involved in what you're doing. So, if there are any writers or aspiring filmmakers, et cetera, listening, you might want to take notes on this. what advice or life tips would you have for aspiring writers, filmmakers who may be listening that may just need a little bit of direction on where to take their craft?
Me personally, I didn't go to school for this. I wouldn't say don't go to school, because going to school will help you learn more. Either way would be fine, going to school, not going to school. But I will also say, just be you when it comes to writing. Don't try to like mock nobody else's work. Have a niche of your own to where they can know automatically who project it is, who film it is, whose story that is. Meaning, just like if you see, just for example, I won't go copy nothing that Tyler Perry's doing because it's already been done. Mm-hmm. So if you try to second it, what's your message and your purpose that you're trying to get out that he didn't already get out himself?
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say, be yourself, be true to your work. Always believe in your work first. I have to learn to not second guess my work. Just go for it, because if it ain't 1,000 people, it's a handful of people that's inspired by what you're doing and what you're willing to put out to the world.
Right.
So just believe in yourself.
Wow. That's a good message for this year. Just, you know, believe in yourself. It's 2024. We're literally in a whole new sphere of existence. Anything is possible now. So, yeah, get out there and believe in yourself. So, before we go, tell us a little bit about, you know, Rave Productions and how that got started and, you know, can you give us some more teasers of more projects coming out in the future, your YouTube plans, et cetera, et cetera?
So Ray Production got started, like I said, once I wrote out my first script, when I knew for a fact that I wanted to be a director, and I guess, put that name together with my spouse. She thought about what would be a perfect example of describing me, and RAVE stands for Rejoicing and Value Everything. Meaning, no matter what you're going through, and no matter what I was going through, I was still trying to figure out ways to still, you know, live and just live life. So RAVE stands for Rejoice and Value Everything. And I do have of a project coming out this year. Of course, like I told y'all, a series. Episode 1 will be dropping, Public Figures. And then, of course, I will be dropping at the beginning of 2024, film. I'm not sure if I want to make it a feature film or a short film. But either way it goes, yeah, I will be, you know, expecting something new in 2024. Maybe a whole lot more from me, because I mean, I got to get out there. I got to show the world what I can, how inspiring I can be, how am I a big influence in a positive way to the youth.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, thank you, Director Lee, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. I might think about bringing my cast on that's doing Public Figure.
Ooh.
That way you can question them, see how they felt about being on set.
Sure. We can put something together for later on in the year with your cast.
Yes.
Wait. Social media. Wait. Social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media. Yeah.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram, at Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well, at auth_gen_person on Twitter, that's AUTH_GEN_person on Twitter, at Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter, and on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.